Do you have chance to send your daughters to Chinese school, or do you think it is important to have?
Well, in the beginning, when we lived in Los Angeles, we thought it was so important. I thought it was so important that I wanted them to learn Chinese and so on, but it was a losing battle because we had somebody come in and teach them Chinese and when they were younger. And halfway through, then their friends would call them, and then their attention would just wander. Finally, we found it was difficult. And we also belonged to another a group called the Family Fellowship Group,
uh-huh.
which is all made up of families as we are,
uh-huh.
mostly sort of Americanized Chinese,
oh.
and with children of same age as ours. So we got together, and I didn't have anything to do, but it was already formed when they got together. I think it started with Chinese, 20 Chinese families. We started, and then we would meet once a month so, to give our children an opportunity to meet other Chinese children, thinking maybe something might be like a marriage bureau, but anyway, it didn't work that way. But then we enjoyed each other. We divided up four of these families. We divided up in four groups
mm-hmm.
because we all lived scattered, and then plan activities. Four times a year we would have activities where the children would take part. By Easter we would have like an Easter party with the children,
mm-hmm.
with other all Chinese, so we'd all Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So up until the time my children were, all of our children were teenagers, then after sort of doing, when they were younger, they were
mm-hmm.
very active.
Mm-hmm.
So our children did have a chance to meet other Chinese children
mm-hmm.
and Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, things have changed a lot, and some of them have married, and some of them have married non-Chinese.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was all right. It was fine at the time it went.
Who are these Chinese families? Where they came from?
From
different areas, or is all
different areas? Some from the San Fernando Valley, and some from one family came from near the ocean. What is it?
Van Nuys,
some from the Van Nuys and in different parts of that.
But where did you get all these family? They all went to the same church or what?
No, I guess they're just friends of each other.
Oh.
Let's see, where did they meet? Anyway, some are just like relatives of other friends,
uh-huh.
other than they. Came from. Most of us are sort of, I discovered that most of the family is sort of interrelated somehow.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they were cousins or something.
Uh-huh.
And in the same position we were, that their children were going to American school
uh-huh.
and didn't know any other Chinese, so
uh-huh.
then that's how most of us met.
I see, interesting. So actually, how long did you belong to this group?
We still belong,
oh.
but we're not active.
I see,
not exactly.
Children all grown up,
yeah.
and you become very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought it was like a church group. People were attending
mm-hmm.
church and you got to know each other. But when you found that, for example, you have activities, you know, for certain holidays, certain occasions, and how about the activities with the American groups? You know, you have Easter gathering with
mm-hmm.
Chinese family. Would you at the same time have the gathering with the American Caucasian friends?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't see that you are separating from Caucasian community. Actually, you wanted more opportunity.
We want our children to be more with other Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, in church groups, we have plenty of opportunity to meet Caucasians, and in school also.
Mm-hmm. How did you find that joining these community activities, you know, how rewarding was? You know, what did you benefit from it? And aside from your contribution to the
mm-hmm.
community,
well,
in terms of a return?
Mm-hmm. Well, I met a lot of I met a lot of Caucasian people, and I felt that they enjoyed our company, and we enjoyed especially in the church groups, we
uh-huh.
enjoyed it very much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about being a Chinese woman? Yeah, of course you have been brought up here and you were, you know, educated in American school. And did you still think about, you know, being a Chinese woman, your place should be at home, and
I didn't think that because I brought up my children to, that they should be productive in some way to, so that they could take care of themselves. So I don't think of the Chinese women as the Caucasian think of themselves as a woman's place, because I think in the Chinese community, women always work, so it wasn't something that you had to really struggle for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Chinese women, I don't know whether you think you have to be different and stay home and take care of the home as
so there's no sort of a serious thought of going out to participate in the community activities
that's taking it away from the home,
right?
No, I don't think so.
Especially your mother was already very
active
in the communities. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would the other Chinese women think about your mother at that time? You know, how did you feel at that time? That other women, other friends' mother were not as active as your mother outside in the community. Mm-hmm. Or your observation is that Chinese women were always out there.
I think all Chinese women were always working, working to make a living or something. So none of them, at that time when I was a girl, none of the women were had an easy life that they, you know, would stay home and do nothing.
Uh-huh. So actually, going out of the family is nothing really unusual for the Chinese women.
I don't think it was, but I don't. Maybe it was, but I didn't.
In your experience, it's not that. Uh-huh. So that's great. Yeah. How about when you work in Chinatown or when you were in Los Angeles? What were most Chinese people do? What were their business or type of job did they do?
That I really don't know. I guess if they had businesses, they must have worked in them.
Uh-huh.
I think the leisure time for Chinese women, it may be now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I think in my day, all Chinese women worked because they had to.
Did your sister work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What did she do?
Let's see. My oldest sister and her husband had a produce in the produce market. They had a market, and I guess she worked and helped in the market.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a wholesale market, so she helped there. And my second sister, they had a farm.
Uh-huh.
And she helped in the farm and helped to raise, they were growing different kind of like onions and beets and things like that, so she was busy with that. Let's see. And then my other sister went to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and she lived there. So I don't know. I think she was. I don't know what she was doing there, but I'm sure she was. Oh, my other sister worked for place. It's a airport.
Uh-huh.
She worked in the office in the library in the
uh-huh.
airport.
Uh-huh.
And forgot the name of the place. She's
uh-huh.
still living there, so I don't know.
I see. Yeah, that reminds me about the work. You say your mother was sort of a type of midwife?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was her job for a while? Or
no, I guess she's in the community. You just do what you can. And I guess her job, in a way, that to help when babies are born,
uh-huh.
they would call on her to come and help.
Uh-huh.
In the home with a new baby.
Uh-huh, I see. Now that's mainly what she helps, is that delivering the baby, take care of the baby
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if the family has problem, would they call her up and see?
Yeah, and then she would call a doctor if they needed a regular doctor.
Uh-huh.
but she would help to deliver the baby, sometimes a lot.
You say you remember a lot of babies. Was sometimes that your mother would take care of the babies at home?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that's how I first met Marjorie Dong, I think, something like that. I think with maybe one of her sisters or something. She was, I don't know, I don't know exactly, but I know it had something to do with babies. I don't know what Marjorie was doing there.
I see. So actually your mom would take care of the baby at home while the women need?
Sometimes.
I see. Yeah, and what did your mom do after you all left?
I don't really know. I guess I was home all the time, so she just stayed home and helped us, I guess.
No, after you all left home in Bakersfield.
At that time my mother was in the late 60s, I guess. So she just helped my brother, I guess, because he was home with his family, and I guess she would help.
Still keep active in
take care of, helped my brother and his children.
In the church also?
A little, because by that time that they had, I think they had torn the church, the building down, so there was not much of a mission church.
Mm-hmm.
She was most active when it was a mission church.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about the keeping the Chinese tradition? Would your mother celebrating some of the Chinese holidays, or just because she's pretty much involved in the church activity?
No, since she hadn't grown up in that area, she didn't know too much about the Chinese, things that they did during that fall, different holidays and things. She'd talk about them, and sometimes she'd cook a few holiday things, but that's
extra
about
extra dishes and for New Year's and stuff like that. So the family basically is really almost mingled with the
American culture, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you go to school, you probably didn't find it especially difficult accept any sort of American way of living at home. What did you eat at home?
We ate Chinese food.
You ate Chinese food. How about now?
We like Chinese food, especially.
How about your children? Would they like the Chinese food?
Oh, they're sort of in between, I think.
Mm-hmm. How about for recreation? What would you do for recreation? Your entire recreation? Yeah,
now or then?
Yeah. Oh, then. Well, start from then.
Tyrus's recreation is fishing. And mine is just to tag along. But I didn't care too much for fishing, so I don't do that.
Well, also Tyrus is very fond of this expert in kite.
Now, yes.
And you also.
I just go along just to help with the kites.
You had good time too. It was a pretty difficult kind of a task, isn't it?
Kites?
Yeah.
No, not too much. No.
Especially the big ones. That I saw him fly the big.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to help carry all the stuff together.
What other kind of activities, recreation do you have? You go to sports?
Not really. I used to play a lot of tennis when I was younger, but not anymore.
Oh, whom did you play with and where did you go and play?
We used to play tennis in our Chinese church. In fact, that's where we started. We had graded part of the church grounds, and one of our ministers was he's a member of the
Stan Lau.
Stan Lau's father was a minister in the church for not a long time, but he was a minister in the church, and he helped have the ground graded so we could have a tennis court, and he taught us how to play tennis.
Is that right? So you start playing tennis since you were pretty young.
Yeah, when we were in high school.
And then most of them are Chinese then.
Yeah.
And did you keep up with that sports after you came to LA?
Oh yeah, I did for a while. But when you had a family, you don't, especially Tyrus doesn't play tennis, I used to play a lot, but not anymore.
How about your children? What kind of recreation do they they have.
They, let me see now. Kay likes to, she likes tennis also.
Uh-huh.
And my number two daughter isn't ever, she doesn't care for sports.
Uh-huh.
And my third daughter doesn't care for sports either, so.
I see. So they probably not sport type, and then they would probably, would they enjoy going fishing with you and the parents?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. They have their own.
Mm-hmm, they have their own activities, and but I know sports is outside of my older daughter,
uh-huh,
who likes activity.
Uh-huh. How about your mom? Did she ever pick up something else?
No.
Rather than work, working in the community? And
no. Her activity mainly was in the Chinese Mission Church.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, we have interviewed Tyrus before, but since each interview is sort of its own, right?
So different segment.
So would you like to talk about your husband's family background or your husband himself?
Well, I can...
From your point of view.
Well, funny, we're both from families that are kind of separate because he came when he was a little boy and hasn't seen his... Well, his father died,
mm-hmm,
when after we were married. In fact, I didn't meet his father until... In fact, I met him when he came to the restaurant where I was working once, but we were just sort of going around together, so I didn't... And his shortly after we were married, his father died. So, actually, well, neither one of us have any family background like that. You know, like his family and my family. So
mm-hmm,
it's mostly my family.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
I don't know his family. When we went to China,
mm-hmm,
I met some of the people that are related to Tyrus.
Oh.
But his family is most of his family is gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. And can you talk about your husband, Tyrus?
Well, he helps me sometimes in what I do, and but mostly I help him when he has any letters to be written or any people to see or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I help.
Uh-huh, I see. Your husband, what did he do? I just pretend I don't know.
He's an artist and designs. He did a lot of car designing, and he worked at Disney, and worked at Warner Brothers up until he retired.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
So how about we're talking about the activities and how about the language you spoke at home when you were
when
with your mother?
Child.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child,
mm-hmm,
we spoke Chinese at home.
Spoke Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
It was Samyap or Seiyap, or do you
know? Mostly sort of a combination of Samyap.
Oh, I see. And how about after you got married to Tyrus, do you speak?
When we had children, well, before we had children, we spoke a lot of Chinese together, but after our children came, Tyrus just sort of dropped his Chinese and spoke English.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh. And how about
we speak English? We speak Chinese, so we don't want the children to know.
Yeah, we were talking about the old Chinatown, and you said you didn't live there, so you didn't know much about the old Chinatown. What is the general impression of the old Chinatown? You know, it was a town for Chinese only, or there were non-Chinese visitors and tourists, and what is your general impression of
my impression
China?
Is mostly well, the families that live there, I think it's sort of a combination of I think it was primarily Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
If they stayed within the Chinese area, but
mm-hmm,
I notice that as they grow and the community gets bigger, that seems to be less. You only hear Chinese spoken when you're right in Chinatown or
mm-hmm,
if you go to a Chinese Historic Society. You mostly speaking English.
Right.
But most of them speak Chinese,
uh-huh,
within their own home.
Uh-huh, I see. How about the activities in Chinatown, you know, like did you participate in the early days? Yeah, like any special parades you remember in the early days, mm-hmm. or any special activities you would like to?
I just remember what community activities that were done by the Chinese community itself, you
mm-hmm.
know, like when they had parades, we didn't have any part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you live right in Los Angeles, you don't take mm-hmm. part in that sort of activity.
What did you do when you go to Chinatown, though, usually?
Oh, what do we do? We usually go to Chinatown to eat.
Okay. And do you shop there often?
Oh, yeah, I guess about once a week.
Do you have to, once a week, even in the early days, right?
Oh, in the early days
uh-huh.
or now?
Uh-huh. In the early days.
I actually just went to Chinatown if we had to want some provisions or something like that, we would go to Chinatown to work and shop at maybe East and Chung or something
uh-huh.
like that way.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't go to Chinatown that much, so, I mean, sometimes to eat or sometimes to buy provisions.
Uh-huh, I see. How about, did you ever think about bringing the daughters to Chinatown to let them get some exposure of Chinese cultural things?
No,
you haven't
no.
made any special effort on that part?
No, unless we went to the Chinese church or something like that way.
Oh.
If the Chinese church was right in the Chinese community, way we would go sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
To the Chinese Congregational Church on 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that they could hear it, you know, hear the minister speaking Chinese or something like that.
Oh, would they understand?
When they were little, they could, but as they got older, they seemed to lose it.
Oh, I see.
The more they took part in the Chinese American community, they seemed to lose their
mm-hmm.
Chinese identity somehow, their Chinese voice to speak.
Mm-hmm. How often did you take them to the Chinese congregation at church on 9th and 9th?
Just occasionally.
Did you attend that church yourself before?
I did sometimes.
Uh-huh.
When I didn't, because I was working, I very seldom
able to
go that much.
I see. So, but if you go to church, you did go to congregation,
Chinese
congregation.
I think our children were baptized in that church.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And how about, do you remember China City?
China City?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do remember some, because the terrorists had a big show in one of the stores in China City where they had the fire burn his whole collection of paintings.
Oh.
First time we had a car and we had taken a trip up the coast, and we heard on this radio about the fire, and first time we heard it, he lost all his whole show of paintings.
Oh boy. It was a just special show, or was it a gallery that...
It was a Chinese gallery. It was a gallery, for this. And it was, some friend of Tyrus had arranged for the show and arranged that he would have the show in this gallery there in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned down.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of gallery? Friend's name?
Ji Him Wong.
Oh, it's Ji Him Wong.
Yeah, who he's passed away now.
What did he do? He owned a gallery, or he owned a restaurant? So.
No, he didn't. He just was just interested in art, and he wanted to have the show there. He arranged for the show.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So
he's a friend that he was a friend of Florence's.
Oh, I see. So did how long did the show? Was the show on then?
I think it had just been on a short time.
And then
China City had this big fire. In your some of your interviews, they ever talk about the fire in China
uh-huh,
City.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how about your own impression of China City? You know, can you describe the China City at the time? What kind of a setup was that? And
I think it really wasn't a natural setup for Chinatown, really, even China City, because it was built from a movie set.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really a natural
mm-hmm.
Chinatown, although it looked like it from...
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you visit there often?
Yeah, we used to
take care of the show?
Yeah, we'd go with the children and walk around.
Uh-huh. So it's still like a fun place to go.
Yeah, kind of be interesting, but you had little, you know, you could walk down these little steps and see little shops and so on.
Uh-huh. Would you shop there, though, or eat there?
Oh, sometimes.
Uh-huh. So still, like, quite a lot of visitors there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be a lot of tourists.
What are the shops, mostly? What were they?
Little antique shops, maybe, and maybe knick-knack shops,
mm-hmm,
in China City.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and then I think there was... there was a sort of a nightclub there, and but it was mostly to attract tourists. So the serious Chinese never shop there.
It's more for the tourists.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And how about when the new Chinatown was built? The new Chinatown, the
mm-hmm,
present Chinatown. What do you think about the new Chinatown? Were you pretty excited about it? And
well, it seemed to us a nice place, and that could be better.
Uh-huh. In terms
but
of
well, it was mainly to attract tourists.
Uh-huh.
Have you done any interviews with some of the people that had Chinatown, like Mrs. Wong, the other Mrs. Wong?
Uh-huh. You mean the May Wong?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
She and her family had a lot to do with building the new China. Also, Mr. Hong,
uh-huh,
that I used to work for. So.
Uh-huh. About new Chinatown, can you talk about, because I think last time we talked to Taurus, we didn't ask about the paintings. In Chinatown, the new China restaurant?
Oh, well, the Grandview restaurant. He actually painted a dragon on a wall,
mm-hmm,
in on new Chinatown, which is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And got another painter to come in and touch it up or something, but
mm-hmm,
it's still his painting.
When did he paint that? When the building just start built?
Yeah, Mr. Hong built that building, and he was the one that wanted to have that dragon.
Oh,
wow.
That was Mr. Hong's idea?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, his idea to have something on the wall, but
uh-huh,
whatever Taurus wanted to paint was a dragon.
Oh, that's really attractive, and I guess
something was big.
Oh, wow, it's nice. So how long did it take Taurus to finish that job? Do you remember? Oh, is he paid to do that, or was he?
Yeah, he paid him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long it took. It took a while, you know, because you have to have a scaffolding and paint up. You can't stand up and paint up.
Did you help him?
I just help him by coming down with it.
Hand him the paint or set up the...
No, actually, one of the fellows at the studio came and did a little help with him.
I see. So he did help, and he sort of type of jobs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was very interesting. We always point that out to the tourists or any Chinese. Sometimes, you know, you just don't raise up and you don't see it. Yeah, right. How about the people in Chinatown? I know your family probably, you yourself would like to go back to China to teach. How about most of your friends? Were they thinking about return to China to live?
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time that I was going through, we were all, those that I knew that was working, we were just so busy working, we didn't think about going anywhere.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You never thought of China as a place that you belong to or anything?
I guess some of us did, but not really seriously, but until it really came through.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It was sort of...
something you think you'd keep in mind that you'd like to do.
Uh-huh, I see. How about people who meet their husbands or their wives in the early days?
I think lots of them from churches.
From churches?
Actually, churches,
uh-huh,
because, as I said, that a lot of people came to church because, sent their children because they thought, well, that's a good place, so that it's good, and they're not teaching anything bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of churches in Los Angeles were for that, a lot of young people were for that, because they wanted to, that's a place where the people, they would meet other people.
Uh-huh, I see. And how about through introduction, in your days, are they still more people, you know, have to bring the wives from men in China, you know, and through introduction? Anything?
No, I don't think so, no, because one thing is that the immigration problem was too great. You have to cost so much, and you have to, and you have to make these kind of arrangements, which didn't always work. You know, you had to make so many arrangements, and I'm sure there were some, but I never met anyone that met their husband to be or wife to be that way.
Oh,
although
I heard that
there were a lot of them, but I never met anybody.
Uh-huh. Most of your friends were American-born girls, but is that correct?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Uh-huh, I see. So they're thinking mostly like what you think, right? It's very natural to stay here, and when they have chance to meet their husband or a future husband, and then they would just meet them and get married.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of churches were. A lot of Chinese churches are active in that respect.
Oh, really?
I think so. They have a lot
Did
of.
Did you attend many church weddings?
Sometimes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Was that kind of a fashionable thing to do, to have a wedding in the church, or did you attend any kind of other kind of weddings?
Well, I've gone to other weddings of different nationalities, but I think among Chinese, I think the churches were seemed to be a natural place to have